Let's wrap up the year in the county with County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell, who has joined us all year. You got a million stories, don't you?
Pretty close to over 100,000. So yeah.
Because it's been busy, hasn't it? Really,
it's been a very busy year for the county. You know, we had those two millages passed last November, and with that came a lot of planning on top of the 5-year plan the commissioners have put together for roads in Jackson County. And Christopher Bull has challenged the board a number of times with many innovative products, anything from road recycling to capturing federal dollars from other counties that couldn't appropriate it, you know, and being able to do roads literally all over the county with that money, whether it be Norville Road or up on Bunker Hill Road, or, you know, the works that we did within Spring Arbor Township with their millage, and Summit Township and their millage, and now Blackman Township and their millage. So there's going to be a lot of new clean road surfaces in Jackson, as well as everything we're going to be doing with the state money that we get.
So, the most the county's done, maybe ever, in a year.
Oh, I'm pretty darn close. Pretty darn close. You know, we ordered over 280,000 ton of road, what they call road cement. And it's a new mixture. It's a different type of mixture. A lot less porous, a lot less, more user-friendly. So we're going to see a better road system long-term in Jackson County. And, you know, this next year, you're going to see a lot of work going on still, whether it be McDivitt or Lansing Avenue and Elm Street to the completion of Cooper Street and the bridge viaducts and everything operating there and all the enhancements that come up to it. It's caused some synergies with the county and the city on the parks plan, master plan, and with all the townships, and working with other communities, whether it be Calhoun County, where we still have a joint purchasing plan for materials, bridge decks and culverts, or all the way up, you know, to the, again, to the counties that we refinanced them with exchange dollars. For us to be able to operate with federal money, to be able to do a lot more at 75 cents on the dollar, are able to purchase. And it's going to be an even better year next year.
Hard to verbalize everything that has come together with just simply the roads.
Oh, yeah. And you have on top of that Keeley Park, the American One, a Fair Events Center. You know, with an opening being here in February of 2020, you've got a complete enhancement of that fairground property, everything to the west there of it, the work that we did on the roof of the grandstands, the purchase of the property within the walls of the old prison, and that becoming county property now. And the utilization of that property to make sure going forward that it can be properly maintained.
What happens to that property, Steve?
Well, it gets attached to our park system. It gets maintained by our facilities department. We've done the brownfield review. We've met with the city and discussed different uses for it. Short term, it'll be excess overflow parking for the fairgrounds. Long term, we hope to work with our partners, public and private, to be able to develop that and some of those historic buildings inside to be used by all of the community going forward. If anyone's got some interesting ideas, please let us know.
Everybody's invited to the meetings.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, we meet the first Tuesday, 8 a.m., and then the third Tuesday, 7 p.m., so we have morning and evening meetings, and then there's the standing committees that occur in between the study session that happen on either the second or third Monday of the month, and at those, the Board of Commissioners are more than happy to sit and talk with people about issues that they've got within their area and start dealing with them. I know that we had a lot of growing pains with road work, because the weather didn't cooperate with us to get an early start, and then
can't do anything about that.
No, and it closed in on us at the end.
Yep.
So we're working right now to clean up some yards, clean up some front ends out by the road, make sure the shoulders are what they're supposed to be and maintained, put mailboxes back where they belong, get everything so it looks nice and is properly taken care of.
How about that recycler? Has that worked out the way you figured?
Yes. Yes, it has. And the whole unit has done some very interesting roads around, whether it be King Road or some others. And our goal is to use that to create what are called all-season roads. As we create those all-season roads, then the maintenance on them will be less, and we'll be able to take good care of heavy truck traffic and everything like that that needs to utilize industrial areas, save wear and tear on some of our other roads. So, yeah. And, you know, this next year we're buying smaller snowplow equipment to be able to get into some of these neighborhoods and clean everything. And I think if you look today on the county website on the snowplow map, you can see where the trucks are, when they went by your neighborhood, when they'll be by soon to get all of this ironed out. And we have, as part of open government, that map is working very, very well to share with people where the trucks are and when they're working.
Who makes that call?
Which call is that?
For the trucks to go out.
Oh, well, that's Christopher Bolt and MDOT Management. They do that a lot earlier than what you and I sometimes are even up, which is unique for you and I.
It is for me.
That's correct.
And I know you're an early riser.
So there's opportunities there. You know, some of the other things that we had go on was the Grand River became the Blue Water Trail, and the headwaters of that is at Vandercook and Little Wolf Lake. And so within our park system, we have some very innovative programs coming forward. Right now, we're working with the city and the county and villages and townships to put together a mobility plan, a way to get around, make sure all of our trails are connected, make sure that the bicycle paths and things like that are clean and clear and are working well. And we're working with the different townships to help them map out other areas that they'd like to see pathways put down, or make sure that pathways are not on a road where there's a lot of high traffic and we could be putting people at risk. So that plan is in the writing stages right now, and that'll be unveiled in early 2020.
Is that something people want?
You have to have a mobility plan to be able to reach out and get other dollars for trails, tap into state funding, to tap into federal funding, and a lot of private grants also. I know that the completion of the trail going from Blackman Township northwest out of town, or northeast out of town, has a large private donation that helped us finish that trail. And so, yeah, you want to be able to have a plan. Everybody needs to know what's going to be going on near them and where we're at with them, whether it be Ann Arbor Road and the trail that they've finished down to the high school to, you know, the completion of the Falling Waters Trail exiting the county.
Mm-hmm. And there was talk of a new park that you're looking at in the northern part of the county?
At the headwaters of the Portage and the Grand River, where the two meet, the private family that homesteaded that land is interested in making it available to the county to establish a waterway park there. Now, there's enough land that we could put nature trails on them and make it part of hiking and make it a nice park. And we are, while Blackman has a real nice park over it in Blackman Township of their own, this would give us another park up in the northwest quadrant of Jackson County, which could be helpful. And if we can get some state funding to make that happen, then it'd probably be a good idea long term for Jackson.
Do you have to buy that land? Or
yeah, it'll have to be purchased, but it'll be used with trust fund money is what'll be used. So we'll be enhancing a lot of the different sites. I know that the Portage Lake Park got new toys again. The family that had originally donated that property for the county park stepped up and made a gift, and then the county did a matching gift, so there's new toys for the kids to play on out there. I know that the Cascades and the Falling Waters Trail on Weatherwax have new outhouse facilities that are year-round that are completely operated by sunlight, so they're solar-powered. And that'll save on maintenance and operations and everything for Jackson. And this, you're going to see more and more of these type of areas gaining use in these enhancements for our different county parks.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell with us this morning. Steve, animal control was a big story this year.
Yes, the community stepped up and passed an animal control millage specifically to take care of our indigent animals, if you would. And Jackson County worked with a new director to hire 3 animal control officers and outfit them with vehicles. And they're operating today. They've been very successful. We've been able to work with some different neighborhoods and some different homes that have had an overabundance of whether it be cats or dogs, and help those people get the population down. And make it so that a lot of those animals found homes. We work with the Bissell Foundation 3 times this year with Clear the Kennel, and they helped us get families who really can't afford the front-end cost of an animal to pay for that, make sure that it had all its shots and that it was spayed, neutered, and went into a loving family and was paired up very nice. And again, with that, the private sector has stepped up, and they built a new cat room at the Spring Arbor Road facility, so we're able to house cats properly now and take care of them. We were able to put together a greeting room within the animal control facility, and I give that staff out there some real credit, you know, some 4-star work that they've done on turning that facility into something to be really proud of. It doesn't have that animal smell. They take good care of them. They've got contracts now to make sure the animals have the right food and everything like that. So it's really become quite a diamond for the county.
Yeah, you wonder, maybe you don't want to wonder, what happened before that millage.
Well, we know what happened. There was a lot of problems.
Yeah.
A lot of issues and things were, band-aids were put on stuff. And and you had a lot of volunteers who stepped up in Jackson and really helped us out there. And those volunteers are now reaping the benefits and the rewards of their hard work in working on this.
How about the strategic plan going forward?
Well, the County Board of Commissioners started last January working with the department heads and other elected officials on the next 10-year plan. The county, for the last 10 years, have operated with a 5 and 5, and we will continue that, mirroring that. So in 5 years, we'll take it apart and review it, so 2025. But this plan is 2020 to 2030, moving Jackson ahead, whether it be economically or with enhancements to government, to get government out of the way so business and industry can come to Jackson and work well.
The Indigent Defense Fund, state mandated, you had to rework your operation, right?
Yeah, it's under Deborah Kaminsky, the county administrator's assistant, and it's been to say the least, a frustrating process to get to where we have to get to with this. Now, we didn't have this before. We had contracted attorneys that worked very, very well.
You had your own program. There was nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing at all. And it worked very, very well, and other counties were beginning to mirror it. But with that being said, the state of Michigan decided that we have to go in this direction. And with that, they put together mandated programs and took monies from our court system, a revenue from our court system, and are telling us that they're promised to return it to us, but they're using it to mandate this Indigent Defense Fund. And with that, we needed to get office space, so we purchased the Border Realty building downtown. It was for sale. It's being remodeled to be used for the attorneys that are representing the indigents. And going forward, it's with fits and starts, but there's still quite a bit of opposition on the County Board of Commissioners to this operation, but we're able to work through it and get a quality program for the citizens of Jackson County. So,
yeah, well, they can be against it, but it's still going forward, right?
Well, that's correct. You know, it's state mandated.
Yeah.
We're working through our legislators right now to fix some of the different problems that we've encountered, whether it be budgetary issues or it'd be oversight issues. You know, we had to hire some parole officers, and that's not something you can just turn a switch on and somebody's a parole officer. There's training involved. Well, you want to hire them typically somewhere between 30 to 90 days in advance of when they get into the job. Well, the state of Michigan is questioning whether we should have hired them, and operations on it. We're working through all that. We hopefully will get everything straightened out. We hired one of them during the summer and began his training so that way he'd be ready to start operating with the October budget. Well, their salaries appear in the 2020 budget, which started October 1st. Well, you can't put 2019 expenses in, and so yeah, it's a lot of bureaucratic hoo-ha to get to where we've got to get to, and we hope that they're able to understand that we want to create a good system and we want it to be well operational and people properly trained for security reasons, as well as enhancements to the indigent defense program as a whole.
So is this fair? Is this a new dynamic with Mike Overton and then two assistants? Is that fair to say? Or
yes and no.
Okay.
Mike has been the county administrator controller now for 7 years and has been working towards this type of operation. It's just one of those things with Jeff Hovatter retiring. You have an opening at Parks. You have a high-quality public engineer in Christopher Bolt who could oversee the different operations. You have a lot of capital expense where you want to have an engineer reviewing plans and have an advocate in your corner who understands the language at the table on all of these projects, whether it be the apron enhancement at the airport, or it be master plans for trails, or it be roads. And all of this comes together. There's a lot of shared services that can be maximized for the citizens of Jackson County. And there's some shared synergies that can come out of it because of Christopher's style of management and what he's been able to do with the professional team that we have now running and working at Jackson County Road.
It sounds like a no-brainer.
That's correct, but it's been a process. It's been something that's been slowly worked forward.
Right,
and I believe that we're going to see some real results over the next 2 years, and we'll see some real good things right out of the box, whether it be the enhancements at Keeley Park, or it be the lagoon system at the Cascades, or it be working with the different townships to maximize road dollars within those townships.
What about the Cascades? Anything else there?
Well, the city is cleaned out its drain on what would be the east end of the falls. The county has passed a resolution and applied for a water permit through Eagle, the state environmental program, used to be DEQ, to be able to begin lowering water level through the other half of the falls and lift the block that's at the far end of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I may have a water hazard on number 4 again. But other than that, it's working in a really pretty good direction. I can see long-term things getting cleaned up down there, but it's going to take some time. It's not a switch you can turn on and off because it involves a lot of different issues, whether it be homes that are immediately there at the Cascades to people that are downriver. That water leaves the Cascades and heads over to the McCain Drain, which runs by Lumen Christi, which runs, again, out of the county on Sandstone Creek, and then to the Grand River. So you've got an impact all the way along that watershed that has to be considered. So there's a lot of different things that are involved in it. Again, learning more than what I really wanted to know about water hydrology and how it all works.
Oh, you must know it all now.
No, not quite. I do learn a lot, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that. We do get a lot of innovation.
We were just talking about it yesterday, but what about the falls itself? Everything okay there?
Yes. We took the pumps out here because we were given some money at the end of 2018, and we took the 3 pumps that actually run the falls out, and we're going to replace them. And when we took them out, the organization that came and looked at them told us that we would be much better off rebuilding these because they were custom built for the falls. And put new gaskets in, put new hardware on the inside. Mm-hmm. The machinery itself is in great condition.
So they're all rebuilt.
So they're being done. It'll be ready for the falls this spring.
Okay.
And the water park and everything next to it will be opening again this next spring with that 55 degree water that comes out of that thing year round. So yeah.
So life is good.
Yeah, I think so. We're hitting on all cylinders. We're working with Blackman Township on County Farm Road and the new industrial park out there. Working with the other townships. Hopefully we can come to a conclusion on this sewer issue and the SRI this next year.
Wow.
They're working.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
I think you've got miracle workers that are sitting on that. That group of gentlemen that are doing it right now seem to get along very well and seem to have a true grasp of what's got to get done so that way Jackson can grow.
Does the county have any investment in this marijuana business that is starting up?
No.
Nothing.
None whatsoever. We have no say on any of it. We have nothing at all. They've allowed that just to be by township, and we're happy.
You're very happy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I wouldn't want to have anything really. If I had to, it would not be one of my top 10 choices of things to do.
We miss anything?
I don't think so. Nothing that I can think of. Again, to the county employees, you've done a great job this year. You've made us all look very, very good, and definitely proud to be your chairman this last year.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Greg.
Appreciate
Happy
it.
New Year.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.